Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am talking with the Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Marty Garner. How are you doing today, Marty?
Very well, thank you. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day here on in Sunshine Valley. What was it, Rainbow Valley or Sunshine Valley that Gil always called it?
I don't know.
Anyway, people will call and say, how was this one? Anyway, it's welcome to the first program of the new year for the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to talk about your plans for the new year, the fact that you're going to have an unprecedented amount of winners for the TGIF that will be named Tom Levine, right?
We're working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, when do drawings start for the TGIF? When can I expect to hear my name?
The first drawing is Friday, January the 25th.
The 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that will be a $25.
That's $25.
Okay.
That's correct.
In chamber box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And still plenty of time to get your TGIF ticket. They're $10. They're available at the chamber office, or you can get them from some chamber members, right?
That's correct. Right now, Carnaby Square and Serendipity have them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So get yours while the getting's good. And the reason why I am going to have an unprecedented amount of wins this year is because I've got the very first ticket.
Applause, applause.
There you go.
Well, you know what?
Ticket number one.
I have the very last one.
Oh, okay.
So, but there's still a few for sale in between.
I thought, okay.
If Tom can have the first one, I'm going to buy the last one.
There we go.
But I didn't put my name on it. I bought it for someone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. They still make wonderful gifts. And you can win more than once.
That's correct.
All right. We will talk more with Marty Garner in just a few moments. Stay tuned here to the Community Connection.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner, the Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the Chamber this year. It is January, so planning stages are underway right now for the Chamber dinner, I guess.
Yes.
The startup.
You know, Tom, I think you know more about the Chamber than I do, maybe. You seem to know my schedule better, but absolutely right. Yes, we're working on that. Great deal of the plans are already taken care of, time, date, location, that type, which it's going to be March the 11th, and that's at 6:30 at the Community of Christ Church Life Center, same as before.
Right.
We have our speaker secure.
Okay, who's going to be the speaker?
It is going to be Richard Montgomery.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to be speaking to us about the new CEO program.
Okay.
All right. Very excited to hear what he has to say, and I think he'll be an excellent speaker for us.
All right, and he will abide by the time allotted.
Oh well, yes, because if he doesn't, I'm in the process of getting in place that you have X amount
hook.
Of what? No, I don't have the big shepherd's hook. I do not. I'm trying to get the chamber to put in a policy in force that if you speak and you go over your allotted time, $30 a minute. Penalty for every minute you go over. We're going to charge you $30. Now, is that not a good fundraiser?
That seems like a great fundraiser.
Seriously, my oldest son is involved in a, I'm going to call it a conference.
Okay.
Type. Well, it's the National Quartet Conference is what it is.
Oh, okay.
And that's exactly what they do to the singers there, because singers can get a little caught up in their music, and there is a penalty if they go over.
Really?
And I thought, what a great idea.
Cool.
Now, I don't know how we're going to enforce it, but
yeah, enforcing would be a problem. And then, you know, you'd still have people going, well, yeah, they made $75, but I still didn't get to see Matlock.
That's right. Oh, everybody records.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay. All right, so the chamber dinner is coming up. So you will be soon announcing when people can nominate Business of the Year and Person of the Year?
That is correct, yes. Business of the Year and the Community Service Award.
Okay.
We sure are.
All right, and do people just call you up or Do they go on Facebook and go to the chamber and say, this person deserves Person of the Year, this business deserves Business of the Year?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So do we know when nominations begin?
I have not made that public yet, simply because we have a chamber meeting coming up. And
oh, okay.
I want to make
They're
sure
They're going to discuss it there.
Yes.
And then?
I might be the executive, but they are my boss.
Well, yeah. And you have to work within the confines of the group, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right. All right, so then are you looking forward to this will be your first chamber dinner where you plan it?
Yes, I think I am looking forward to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoy this kind of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, Tom, if I can say, they're getting close to having 100 of these. So it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
Oh, okay.
So there's not phone calls, you know. There's a list of this needs to be
it's
done.
It's that time of the year again.
And so I'm not exactly planning it. It's planned. I just have to make sure all those plans are met.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's the chamber dinner, and it's when in March?
It's March the 11th.
March the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's... You keep it secret up until then who the person of the year is.
Of course. Suspense is everything.
Because it's revealed that night.
Mm-hmm. That
but
is
the business
correct.
Of the year, you'll tell us well in advance.
I honestly am not sure how far in advance, but yes, you are,
I think
you
it's
are
like
notified.
A month in advance.
Is it? Well, see, you know more
Something
than
like
I.
Because I'm just. Because it happens every year.
Exactly. It's news every year.
It's news
yes.
every year.
Okay, so. Well, I'm writing a note here. 1 month in advance, make sure to announce.
We think it's announced. Make sure that's okay
Tom
with everybody
so.
Else. Tom says so. I'm sure that'll go over good in the meeting. Tom says so, so.
Tom who? So have you been to a chamber dinner yourself?
No, I've never been to the chamber dinner.
You know, I haven't either. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
We were, there was a chamber dinner maybe last year's or the year before's, we were supposed to go to, and I guess it was last year. And it turned out I was teaching that day, so I couldn't go. It coincided with a class, and I was like, well, sorry, class. All right, so the chamber dinner is coming up, and then right on the heels of that is there like a spring or an Easter promotion that the chamber gets involved with?
Well, you've missed February altogether.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is there a
President's
reason?
Day.
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking of, but I was wondering if you missed it on purpose.
No.
The 14th?
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Is that a Freudian?
Or what, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. How come you just kind of missed that? Do you not participate?
No, I do participate.
Okay.
I just totally forgot about Valentine's Day.
Well, you're welcome that
okay,
I reminded
thank
you.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Well, I'll put it on my calendar now. I'll have
a reminder. What a team we are today.
Woohoo! All right, we'll talk about Valentine's Day and more with the Chamber in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
One of the things I discovered when I went broke and I started studying old rich people is they put money in things that you don't see because they don't care what you think. So they put money in investments that go up in value. So when we put money in something that goes down in value, we are consuming that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it needs to be a small enough percentage of your world that you're still doing the investing. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner, the Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And, okay, so I totally missed Valentine's Day. And on February 14th, it's the day to honor your loved one. So I guess that's a big holiday for Mark because
the
he's
going to
be working at Black
I'm sure
Fashion
he
Flowers.
Is. Yes, and not just Mark, but your flower shop as well.
Yeah,
and
Serendipity and
well, all
Carby
of them.
Square
yes, yeah, all of them.
Beads by Becky and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an event for Valentine's Day, or is it just Valentine's Day?
Oh,
everybody
we always
go out and shop local.
We always have some kind of promotion going, but I'm stammering, sorry. Merchants, retail merchants meet the first Tuesday of the month, mm-hmm. and that happened to have been January 1st.
Oops.
We didn't meet. So we don't have that one completely ironed out either, so I don't want to give you misinformation.
Okay.
So please just stay tuned.
Okay.
Be listening.
So next month, before Valentine's Day, when you come back, we'll have Valentine's details.
That's right. So share with me, it's not chamber information, share with me your favorite Valentine gift to your wife.
Well,
is there one?
Usually I cook or I arrange for somebody else to cook, you know, like going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a general Valentine's Day. When the girls were little, we were coming back from vacation once, and we stopped at a restaurant, and we got a special dessert. And there's a restaurant close by that sells the same dessert. So if we go to that restaurant, we'll have that dessert along with food.
Okay. Well, I asked you that simply because we rattled off retail merchants. But who would think that going to Save a Lot, which is a chamber member, mm-hmm. was a way to spend some of those chamber bucks you might be winning?
Right.
And yeah, cooking, that's nice.
Or now, John's Butcher Block.
Or John, yes. Except they really aren't chamber members.
Oh.
Are you listening, John? We can change that.
they're just footsteps away from you.
I know. What can I do? What can I say?
So are you recruiting new members for the chamber?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. We are nudging that 150 member mark. And
wow.
We will surpass that this year. So that's pretty interesting.
150 members.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you have any new members?
Oh, yes.
That you can tell us about in the last month or so?
I'm going to share with you my two newest because of the unique way they became members.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think this is wonderful, and I hope people are listening will think about this. But we have an individual, Patty Rigg, brand new chamber member, mm-hmm. and her sister, Marty, both bought it for her for Christmas. you know, I'm always pushing the TGIF tickets.
Right.
And she bought her a membership. Is that not wonderful? And then the other new member, is
that
Misty. I'm sorry.
That had to be a surprise when she opened it up under the tree.
Absolutely. I hope she knew what it was. But she does. She does.
Okay.
All the information is there. I fixed Marty up with it. So, but the other is Polished Perfection, which is Misty Eckleberry, and that's Polished Perfection.
Polished Perfection.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
And that is, she's a nail tech.
Okay.
So.
And where are they?
Well, she has a shop behind her home
on
King Street, but also at All For You Beauty Salon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got new chamber members.
Oh, yeah. That's my two newest, and I just love the way they became members because Marty both also bought Misty's. Misty is her personal nail tech, which she does a wonderful job, and I'm always complimenting Marty's nails.
Uh-huh.
And so that's,
And she thought, oh.
By the way, Marty's my new best friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
She is a go-getter and a very... Now, I'll share something else that she's doing. She and her husband, Vic, they have made or commissioned to be made maps of updated new maps of the city of Fairfield.
Oh, really?
And on the flip side is the county, and there's emergency numbers and stuff like that. Fairfield Printing and Graphics are doing the work for us. And the chamber members will be listed on there.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. We've needed a new map for a while. So.
Exactly, yeah. And the chamber list, like technology, I hope that by the time it goes to print and then comes out,
mm-hmm.
is outdated because we'll have new members.
Right.
But that's okay.
Okay.
You know, she and her husband, Vic, are... just really wonderful people.
Oh, okay.
And very pro-chamber, which that's why I said, my new best friends.
I'm starting to understand why.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And chamber maps are a thing you can get in your office. If you don't have a map of Fairfield, you do have maps of Fairfield in your office, right?
We do have.
Did see those the other day, right?
Mm-hmm. We do have.
Okay.
But this is something that they wanted to do for us, that the ones that we have, I know Fairfield, so mm-hmm. I don't catch things that aren't, like, missing or whatever, because I really don't need it,
right.
to look at it. But Marty is from here. She's a FCHS graduate, high school graduate. And when they moved back, she needed some new bearings and saw our old map and thought, no, this is not going to work. We have to do better.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments talking about things the Chamber's up to this year with Marty Garner, the Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Stay tuned.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner, and we're talking about what the Chamber is up to this year. Coming up, we've got the Valentine's Day, of course. The Chamber will be involved with Valentine's Day. And also in March, it will be the Chamber Dinner with the meal and the speaker and the Person of the Year awarded then. And then you're off into April. And is there anything in April, or are you just gearing up in April for the golf tournament?
I'm not even gearing up. I'm not gotten there yet. That's a whole new adventure.
It's still way over on the shelf.
No, not way over. And that's something that's been an adjustment for me, is you have to plan so far ahead.
Right.
You know, and so in my life, I've never really had to do that much. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment. But, you know, it is a new year for us. So we have a new president there at the Chamber Board, and that's Misty Titzer.
Okay.
Outgoing president Michelle Garner. We do not yet have a vice president. That is, I mean, we have someone in mind.
Okay.
And it's a matter of voting and timing and that type of thing. And
making sure they're not at the meetings.
Actually, they do come to meetings. That's why we chose them. And the thing of it is, what we're waiting on is for them just to say yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
And then, of course, voted on. I don't think that will be any opposition whatsoever.
Okay.
But I wonder if people knew who our chamber board was.
So who is the board?
Well, do you know? Do you know?
No, I don't have the slightest idea.
We have 15 members, and they vary, like various businesses are represented.
Right.
I mentioned that Michelle's our outgoing president, and of course she's with Fairfield Banking Company.
Right.
Misty Titzer, oh my goodness, that girl wears so many hats.
Gray's Area Boutique.
Yes, Merle Norman.
Merle Norman. And then, is she doing Battleground Coffee?
That's correct.
Or is that?
She has a couple employees, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I guarantee you she's working on something else as we speak, because
probably.
She's just a busy woman, very much the entrepreneur.
Right.
So she's my new president, and I'm really excited to work with her. I've got a little bit, you know, I started in October, and the fact she's just down the road is real convenient, too. But then we have Patty Bowles. She's been there quite a while. She's with BUA Design and Decorating.
Yeah.
Beth Sessions, who represents the Country Financial Company.
Right.
We have Brent Legg, Iconic Studio.
Right, they're next to
it. Right next to it. Mm-hmm. How's that? And right across the street, we have Ed Potts.
Ed Potts.
Ed's RX. Donna Lewis, and she is with First Financial Banking.
Okay.
I've not had the privilege of meeting Donna yet. Mary Bradley was there and was moved out to a different branch.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just recently elected to have Donna be on the board and replace Mary, and I've not had a chance to meet her, but I'm sure she's a wonderful person.
Okay.
Or she wouldn't have been asked.
All right.
Mariah McDonald from Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Jerry Gill. For people that don't know Mariah, I'll back up. Charlotte St. Ledger was on the board for several years and retired, so Mariah took her place.
Mariah took her place.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Holbert, which I really have to watch my P's and Q's because she sat in my seat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a very good reference to when
right.
I need something. John Reynolds.
And she's always willing to help, too.
Oh, yes. She popped that popcorn like a pro when Mrs. Claus was there for the holiday. Yeah. It still smells like popcorn somewhat in there. I'll get out a sheet of paper or something, and it's like, ooh, I still popcorn. Smell popcorn. I mentioned John Reynolds, Fairfield National right. Bank, Sarah Moult from People's National Bank, mm-hmm. Tim McBride, Save a Lot. Mm-hmm. Roderick Vaughn, you know Roderick, Vaughn's yes. Insurance Company, and then Jason Scott, and he's with Wainwright Electric Company.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's my board.
That's your board.
They keep me in line.
All right, and they meet when?
They meet, follow this, the third Tuesday after the first Monday of every month.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Is that different than the chamber meeting, or is that?
Well, that is the chamber meeting.
That is the chamber meeting.
We also have the retail merchants meeting, which is the first Tuesday, if that's what you're inquiring about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's called retail merchants.
Okay.
And, of course, they could be on it as well.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you the key to a successful, and Libby will tell you this.
Okay.
This is the key, and Mariah will tell you this is key to a successful golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
If Tom plays, you have to have Diet Mountain Dew for him.
Tom who?
Me.
Isn't it like bring your own beverage?
No, it's not.
I know it's not.
So,
and I think they do keep it for you, don't they? Because
they do.
There's still some in the refrigerator from Mariah, the previous.
Mariah got me a six-pack of Diet Mountain Dew bottles and gave it to me when I registered at the hospital tournament. It was the best tournament I had last year.
Meaning the best you played, the most fun you had, or all of the above?
I was not thirsty at the end.
Okay.
That's a good 18 holes of golf. I'm not thirsty at the end.
Are you a player?
I am not a player. I play. We're just out there for fun.
Sure. But as in, you have your own golf clubs?
I have
clubs.
My own clubs, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know my way around the course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. I can hit the ball occasionally.
Well, my golfing abilities, when I was in high school, we did golf.
Right.
And Don Wood mm-hmm. called me Arnold Palmer. Now, I do not know if that was a compliment or a reverse compliment.
Okay.
I chose to
take it as a compliment.
Because of you, who knows?
Okay.
But the last time I golfed, I was golfing with someone who felt the need to critique my every move.
Right.
And I got tired of it. And
it gets old fast.
Oh, it gets old very fast, and I'm in position to hit the ball, mm-hmm. and I'm getting instructions, and I just, got out of position, put my club in the bag, sat in the golf cart, and said, I'll just drive. I have not touched a club since.
And you probably didn't do that right either, right?
Oh, I don't know. No.
You were probably criticized on that too.
Maybe. But no, I have not. And that, I think I was 19.
Right.
So it's been a couple weeks ago.
That was a year or two ago. Mm. All right. All right, Marty, we will talk to you again next month, find out all about this whole Valentine's Day and get the update on who's going to be the business of the year and how to nominate somebody for Person of the Year. And that's going to do it for today here on the Community Connection.
Thank you.